Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv and Indy100.com Radio and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning in my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great jam-packed force show. Show today if you're into beautiful people we're gonna be, and lovely great you know, just talents. We're gonna be having award-winning filmmaker, an international model, you know, actress, etc., Katie Cleary, along with director writer Kristen Rizzo coming to the studio. But before that, we do want to do a couple of plugs again. If you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos of our lovely guests of the hour and or our guest co-host, go to our Facebook page over at Star Rose Entertainment over on Facebook. And then if you want, hit me up on Twitter and or Instagram. That's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, over on Twitter. And then at Instagram, thanks to the hacker, the new Instagram is Tyrone Tan Official, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, Official. And then if you want to email me, let me know what you think of the music we're going to be playing. Or just questions or comments at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. I think we got, and if you really, really want, on Facebook, Tyrone Tan over there. So we got, I think we got all the plugs out of the way. We're going to be introducing my guest co-host of the hour. We're bringing him back, second time on, my dear friend, actor Bradley Adams. Welcome back, my man.
Thanks for having me for the second time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the audience has kind of liked you, I guess.
I hope so.
Then we get any hate mail. But cool, man. So how you been, man, since the last time we saw each other?
Since last week?
Last week.
I've been good. So, just working.
Okay, cool. I mean, the last thing you talked about, you kind of brought, you were doing your commercial with Peter Berg, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How
I
was
did
that?
A commercial with Peter Berg. It was fun. It was two long days, but hey, it's... You know,
well, this is the thing for, you know, someone new. You know, I applaud you. Like I said, you're keeping it humble, keeping it real, and I congratulate you for your first commercial.
Well,
your first commercial.
Yeah. So it's actually my first big thing.
So, well, that's awesome. You know, I always love you know, bringing in the newcomers here, and it's always cool. I'm proud of you, man. So
well, thank
I know
you.
Just moving out here. And for the audiences that just didn't catch up last week, where are you from, my man?
I am from Arkansas.
Arkansas.
So still, Northwest Arkansas, Fayetteville.
You still got that, such the innocence. You haven't let the Hollywood change you yet.
You know, what's funny is actually the 1st of August was my 1 year of being out here.
Oh, so, that's awesome. Well, congratulations. How are you, like, seriously, have you adjusted great? I mean, for your first, I don't think we even talked that last time, but what was your first impression of quote-unquote L.A.? And then now being here about a year, what is it? What meet your expectations? You love it, or what do you? What
well,
do you think?
I think somebody that comes from where I come from, or just like the Midwest or South, that isn't introduced to all of this madness, I think that they see the reality TV shows, they see the movies, and it glams it all up. And when you get out here, you kind of have to take a step back and realize, like, whoa, like, I gotta find what makes me happy here, and I gotta keep doing that to keep yourself motivated and positive.
Awesome. Well, no, you know, and it's cool because since we met, you know, like you said, you always been a positive guy, and also you know, seems like a guy with good integrity, and that's why I'm having you back, man.
Yeah, of course. I mean, just from the beginning when I first met you, I think I met you. The first month I was out here, and the relationship and the friendship that has grown since then, I mean, I appreciate it all. I mean,
no,
you've done
no.
a lot for me.
It's always, like I said, you're a good guy, and I just want to, you know, help promote you there. So, social media, all that kind of good stuff.
Well, actually, as I talked to you earlier, before, I'm in the middle of kind of changing my I guess changing my name, going more towards a stage name. Okay. So my social media will kind of be, I'm working through that right
okay,
now.
Okay, no, okay, so it changed from the last time.
Yeah.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, cool, man. But like you said, I always just say, do things for yourself, you know. Go with your heart, and I'm not persuading you from changing anything at all. I think that's cool. I'm just saying, but just in general, I think maintain your integrity and do what you feel is right for you. All right, buddy. Well, again, so that's Bradley Adams. And again, well, listen, Bradley, I don't know. I don't know if you remember the last time. Did you by any chance did you get the memo?
Yes. So we do have two people, two lovely ladies coming in.
Not that memo yet.
Oh, which one?
The
then?
Memo
which
one? Of about the movie reviews.
Oh, that memo. Yeah. Okay.
So the guest co-host of the hour, we talk about some movie reviews. Now, have you, by any chance, did your homework? Did you get to see any movies
yes,
lately?
Yes, I actually just went and saw Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay, so that's Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. I'll do a quick synopsis. Thanks to IMDb again. Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, rated PG-13. Here's a quick little synopsis. Lawman Luke Hobbs and outcast Deckard Shaw form an unlikely alliance when a cyber genetically enhanced villain threatens the future of humanity. Directed by David Leitch, written by Chris Morgan, Drew Pierce, and who else is right? I always like give credits to the writers because a lot of times they don't even. Story by Chris Morgan, Gary Scott Thompson, starring the awesome Dwayne Johnson as Hobbs and Jason Statham. Shaw, and also Idris Elba's in here, Vanessa Kirby, Helen Mirren, a plethora of great actors. What did you think? I did not get to see it yet.
Well, I mean, when you have a cast like that, there's so much talent, it's kind of hard not to go and watch the movie. And it was a great movie. I'm fans of both Jason Statham and The Rock, mm-hmm. and Dwayne Johnson. Mm-hmm. So it was. I enjoyed it.
So it's kind of a spinoff. So how did, without revealing any spoilers, like. Is it a culture? Does it feel like its own movie, or do you feel like you're watching a Fast and Furious movie? Or?
Honestly, it does feel like its own movie.
Okay.
It kind of, I had to take a step back when I was watching it a couple times. This is a Fast and Furious movie, so it is about cars a little bit, and it is about
a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, so, but it's hard to give out anything like any information. But definitely go look at it, check it out. It's definitely worth a watch.
And then how's their chemistry together? The Rock.
They're hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Okay. And a lot of action.
A lot of action.
Okay. Now, out of the Fast and Furious franchise, would you rank this as at least the top somewhat, or what do you think?
As of right now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So you do highly recommend checking it out?
Highly.
Okay. Highly octane.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like I said, they're two great actors, and it's just... There's a lot that goes on, and it's definitely worth a watch.
Okay, cool. Would you ideally maybe one day want to do an action?
Of course.
Okay, great. All right, well, we'll put that out there. You never know. All right, so I don't know. Did you get the other memo?
Yes.
Other
yes.
memo.
I have a limo coming.
Oh, you do have the limo. Yes, okay, yes. So we have the guest co-host of the hour. We find ways, or the guest was arranged a way of bringing in the guest of the hour into the studio. Now, the last time, do you recall how we brought in the last guest?
On a carriage.
That's right.
And that was for you, because okay. I didn't get the memo.
So you're going to the traditional route, the stretch limo.
I think for the second time being here, I had to. I mean, the funds aren't there right now, so like I had to. no jets right now, but eventually. Okay.
So basically, we're going to be doing, like you said, jam packed show. We're going to be bringing in two lovely people here. And actually a dear friend of a dear friend. And but here's the cool thing is what I love about certain guests is meeting people that do a lot of good for the world. And this person has a lot of background. We're going to go into a lot of her stuff, but I'm just going to do a little brief overview on this guest. She's an award winning filmmaker. As well as an international model and actress. We have Katie Cleary. I don't know if you know this. She's coming into the studio.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you kind of give me a heads up on my way here.
Okay. So here's a little thing about her. I don't know if you know this. Katie is she's a model who has been using her status to help animals worldwide. You know, I love dogs. you know, in animals in general, but I'm such a big dog lover. And, you know, she's the founder of Peace for Animals. It's a Los Angeles-based nonprofit dedicated to protecting wildlife. Are you an animal lover?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. And then and a companion and farm animals across the globe, and the creator of World Animal News, okay, delivers breaking news to readers worldwide, you know? And, you know, I don't know if you also know this, Bradley Adams, Katie Cleary also created the Palms Off Palm Oil campaign to educate the public about the ramifications to the environment and animals as a result of buying products with palm oil. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
We're going to get more into that. Okay. And then, you know, she works on improving legislation and creating news laws to help animals. Recently, helping California to pass the Cruelty-Free Cosmetic Act, and currently working on the California Deforestation-Free Procurement Act, a critical bill designed to combat threats such as climate change and the palm oil industry. A bill, Brad, that will save rainforests and endangered species such as orangutans, tigers, rhinos, and elephants, and, you know, and look, she's so smart. She's actually working on currently 14 other bills. and in addition, this lovely person, Katie Cleary, is also, as I mentioned, an award-winning filmmaker currently working on her second documentary, not just one, but their second. It's called We Are One, which highlights people around the world fighting to protect animals from extinction. That's a whole lot of stuff.
That's a
very cool thing. I mean, like I said, I had to talk about that because I think that's very important, to be honest with you. You know,
yeah, of course.
And everything, all that, and I love people that are that heavily involved, you know, with the environment and animals and, you know, anything positive, I always love. So, and then also, well, she's also going to be bringing in someone that's also a director and a writer who helped work on her a film of hers. It was called Give Me Shelter, and we're going to be talking. It's Kristen Rizzo. Kristen Rizzo. So I guess what we're gonna do, we're just gonna bring him in. All right. So you're gonna whistle in the limo. Is that how we're gonna do it? Just gonna bring him in traditional style. I know there's like a lot of fanfare out over there, so I think we'll just you know, bring him in. So I guess open up the back studio there and door and ready.
Yeah,
okay.
Course.
And on the count of three and ready, 1, 2, and 3. Call in the driver. All right. Here they come, driving into the studio. To the long stretch limo. Oh, you got us all pimped out, man. You've been watching Fast and the Furious. All right, here they come into the studio, driving. Oh my gosh, look at all those fans. All these guys throwing roses. Guys, I don't know if they're single, I don't know if they're married, I don't know, guys, but they're all throwing. Oh my god, there's some people. Oh my gosh, see all that? They're throwing like their shirts off and everything. This ain't Magic Mike, guys. Come on. Here we go. Here they come into the studio. They're coming out. Again, we have award-winning filmmaker, international model, actress, Katie Cleary stepping out. Also, director and writer, Kristen Rizzo. Oh my gosh. Oh, like, wait, they'll stop. They got to sign autographs. Oh, look at all the paparazzi. Okay, here they come into the studio. Again, here we got Katie Cleary and Kristen Rizzo. Welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, ladies.
Hello. Thanks for having. That was, wow, what an entrance. My gosh.
Well, wow. I hope the interview is as good as the introduction.
Well, I hope so, too.
It's incredible.
Well, Brad, you did yourself this time. You know, you got the carriage. Well, you failed on the carriage last time, and now you got the limo.
The limo was perfect, Brad. Yes. You did a great job.
And by the way, I wasn't whistling at you guys. I was whistling at the chauffeur. So
Okay, it was perfect.
But
the chauffeur
you
was,
yeah.
You know.
That's awesome. Well, again, welcome into the studio. Again, award-winning filmmaker, international model, producer, actress, Katie Cleary.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
As well. director, writer, Kristen Rizzo.
It is a pleasure to be here, and thank you so much, Tyrone.
Oh, no, thank you guys for coming. Again, it's great. We always like to give the intros to the people, and especially people that do as much as you do.
Oh, thank you.
So we always want to do this. We always want to start off. We got the audience get to know you. If not fans, become more even fans already. So we always want to start off with the question. Chris, we'll start off with Katie Cleary.
Yeah.
Where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, in the burbs. And that's actually how I met my best friend, Kristen. Kristen.
Kristen.
Kristen.
Such right. Your best friend.
Yeah, that's sort of a new name, which I might adopt, which I kind of like.
So yeah. Freshman year of high school.
So right. Kristen Rizzo, you were born and raised?
Right. Born and raised downtown Chicago. She was in the suburbs, but then my family moved out to Glenview in when I was, let's say, 9 years old. Oh, and wow. She and I went to the same high school. And so we met freshman year and have been best friends ever since.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's kind of cool.
23 years. We're heading into number 23.
Oh, you're showing our age. Wow.
But I mean, I'm proud of it.
So you guys met when you were like three.
Right. Exactly.
We wish.
God bless you.
I grew up with three sisters, only boys. So I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Three sisters. So you certainly know the whole female thing as far as the
very
appreciation and the environment.
Treat the women like queens and princesses. And
yes. You know, and you know you did from the very beginning.
Oh, wow.
No,
my mom was very strict with you know how to be with the females.
It's very important.
So well, cool. So now Kristen, Katie, we'll start off. Katie, did you know growing up that you wanted to be in the entertainment industry?
Yeah. I started in modeling when I was about 11, 12 years old. I signed with Elite Kids, so Stuart Talent.
11 or 12?
Yeah.
Wow.
11. I think it was about 11 and then really officially started, you know, around 12. But, you know, it was so funny because Kristen actually came with me to a couple of my first jobs when I was so green back then. But, you know, growing up in entertainment kind of gives you an interesting perspective. My passion was really animal welfare and wanting to be maybe a veterinarian, a zoologist, but using my platform in entertainment to raise awareness for that. So when I was young, I said, you know, Mom, should I be a veterinarian, zoologist or whatever? And she said, you know, it's up to you. I said, well, I really don't like the school that is going to have to take place in order to do that. So I said I wanted one day start my own organization. So and she said, wow, well, you know, okay, I'm glad you know now.
That's I mean, how old really were you at the time?
I was at 11, 12.
Wow, same, already knowing that you wanted to do something positive for the world.
It was always about animals for some reason. I believe it's a higher calling. It's a mission, you know, that I was given. So everyone has a purpose in this life, and mine's the animals to be a voice.
And Kristen Rizzo, did you know growing up you always wanted to be director or writer?
Yes, certainly.
Is that how you best define yourself, director, writer?
Sure, that's certainly an aspect, absolutely.
Unless you're an astronaut that I don't know about.
No. Just, you know, film in general and the cinematic world is something that I've always been really interested in. And I went to Indiana University and got my degree in film and theater.
Wow.
Theater and film there. And actually was in real estate post-college because my parents have been real estate developers for quite some time. And I thought, well, you know, I'll make it out to L.A. And Katie's like, we have a film to make.
Wow.
It's called Give Me Shelter. And I was like, well, this is a great opportunity. And went out to Los Angeles. And I guess the rest is history.
So how did you guys, I know you guys kind of briefly mentioned, how did you guys end up meeting? In school?
Yeah, a freshman year of high school.
In
high
school.
Math class.
What was it that, do you think connected you guys in school? Was it like you need to borrow a pencil?
No.
Yes, or like you'd like the same guy, and then you guys are
no. We were sweet, you know, just I was 13, she was 14, but we were in the same grade, and we're in math class, and she turned around, she's like, hi, how are you? I'm like, hi. We just became friends, and just best friends right away. Like immediately, we just became,
it's like
family.
We knew it was like meant to be.
What's
we were
interesting
very close.
Too is that the fact that you guys started there and then, you know, still are friends.
Yeah.
And that's the amazing part is that you guys, you know, were supportive with each other. And then the fact is that Katie being also kind enough to say, hey, you know, I got my best friend to come on the show and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's a very admirable thing when you have a good friendships like that.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're in the midst of the second documentary.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, she's writing it right now, putting all the pieces of literally 70 hours of footage that we shot in Africa, Indonesia, Mexico last year. I was gone pretty much the whole year filming the second documentary. And so I said, you know, we're always constantly talking every day about the film and, you know, really how to create this another hopefully award-winning documentary, I'm hoping, because this will change a lot of minds.
Yeah, and we want to get into the nitty-gritty of that. We want to go back a little bit. So who inspired you to get into the entertainment industry yourself? I mean, I know you kind of got in, you fell into modeling, but I mean, was there anyone that inspired you that says, hey, you know, I want to do this because of X, Y, and Z? Or
you know, to be honest, it was, you know, the supermodels, I would say Cindy Crawford, you know, that kind of, when I first met Cindy, I remember I was so young. It was right when, you remember,
I
think I skipped school to actually see her.
That.
And she signed a book. I think it was called Beauty something. One of her first books.
Beauty Mark?
Beauty. I don't know. <sure. laughs> Beauty Mark. Right.
Leave your mark.
She's she was always just kind of someone I looked up to. But also, you know, on the other side was Jane Goodall for the animals.
Oh.
So, you know, so as far as entertainment, it was Cindy Crawford. But I would say, you know, that was really a big catalyst, you know, to get involved in modeling at a young age. Although my parents didn't want me to do it at a young age.
Modeling or animal fights? Animal rights.
They wanted me to do the animals, but the modeling they didn't. Mm. No, no. They thought it was just too, it was it's a tough business. You know, you have to have a really thick skin. And, you know, and they didn't want me to lose my roots. You know, they didn't want me to get sucked into Hollywood. And I didn't.
How did you know, let's just say, I mean, I have a lot of friends that are models in general growing up in this industry. But for you, I was just curious, because you are very humble. But what was it that you felt? Was it you got discovered? Did you get a lot of compliments that thought maybe I could do this thing? Or what was it? How did you kind of?
Yeah, I was actually at a festival with my mom downtown Chicago. And this lady came up to me. She was a scout for Elite. And she said, you know, I think you would be great for a kids division. And then my mom goes, oh, gosh, oh, you know, I don't know about this, you know, this business. And I said, Mom, I want to do it. I want to do it. And so then I got signed to Stuart Talent, you know, when I was a kid. And that's kind of how it started. But, you know, from there, you know, a couple different shows and things like that. And but always animals. I would always speak about animals when they were interviewing me. Even when I was on Top Model, they would say, you know, hey, you know, Tyro, you know, what's your passion? What are you really here for? And I thought, you know, gosh, the only thing that I'm really, really, you know, amped about is protecting endangered species and animals around the world.
That's very inspiring to hear, because I really, you don't really hear that often. You know, it's not till sometimes way down the line people start to, you know, find out what their calling is, and the fact that you knew that, I very you know, I admire you on that.
Thank you.
So Kristen Rizzo, who inspired you to get into entertainment or filmmaking or writing? Was there anyone that inspired you?
Well, I've certainly just always been interested in film in general, because you can tell so many stories and people just are able to express their passions, and you can really affect people's lives through a narrative, whether it's, you know, fiction or nonfiction. And, you know, the documentary world is so great because you can really expose real stories and the real time on the ground work, which people are doing to not only change lives, but to start impacting the world and start that ripple effect of change in a certain direction, so we can start to shift that trajectory a little bit. In, for instance, right now, with what Katie actually went to Indonesia and Africa to do, I mean, it was really, this is a serious job where you realize, wow, I mean, she's not only risking her own safety, but to do something to start to bring awareness about so much, which I think a lot of people aren't necessarily aware of what's going on in a lot of different places around the world. And with Give Me Shelter, I mean, I'm not sure if anyone here is familiar with the film Give Me Shelter, but
let's talk about that. Yeah, talk about what the film was about.
We started in 2012, and it took about three and a half years to complete the version, which the final version, which actually made its way to Netflix, was something which was really a labor of love. But we realized that the people whom viewed the film and our audience really said, wow, I just wasn't aware of these things. If I would have known from either puppy mills or the shelter systems or
the shark finning, the fur trade,
even as the director of the film, there was so much that I was learning on the job. Where Katie, you know, she really walks the walk and talks. She doesn't just talk the talk, she walks the walk, to where, you know, she's really dealing with these issues every single day, so we can actually have the breadth of information to share in the film. So, you know, it was certainly wonderful to make the film, but it's something that you really see the shift in people's emotions, and they really start to make a difference. So we noticed that it connected.
So tell the audience a little bit, what was Give Me Shelter for those that have not seen it, what it's about?
And yeah, so Give Me Shelter is about the top, I would say, 10 most important animal welfare issues. So from puppy mills to horse slaughter to seal clubbing, the fur trade, ivory trade, wildlife trafficking, shark finning, dog and cat meat,
circuses.
Wow. So we go through the whole gamut, and we didn't want to have people turn away. We didn't want to make it too graphic. So that was the one thing I said, look, if Netflix is going to pick this up, if National Geographic is going to pick this up, and that's what I was praying for. I said, gosh, for a first film, this would be, I used my whole savings to do it. You know, actually I used money from a Proactive commercial that ran for 7 years.
Wow.
And it kept running and running. I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do with these residuals? And I called Chris, and I had an epiphany literally one morning. It was World Animal News, Peace for Animals, and Give Me Shelter. And it was, that's how I started the news network, my charity, and I said, and the film. And it just came to me, all these things at once. And I called Kristen, and I said, you know, Kristen, would you mind moving out to LA for a couple of years to help me, you know, make a film? And she said, what?
Well, she was just like, I want you to direct this film. I said, okay, well, what will that entail?
You're right. She's saying that much nicer. And I said, no, I seriously want you to move out.
Euphemistically speaking.
Like tomorrow. And so she did. She did. She moved out to LA and we began filming. And we didn't have the budget that we do now. So we did film everything in California.
Wow.
But it worked out. It did take 3 years, but it was our first project. And and then when Netflix called, I lost it. I was like, this was, I was praying for this. And I have to be honest, every single thing that I've prayed to God for has come true.
Oh, that's
up until this point. There's a couple things I'm missing.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Bradley Adams, any questions on their early careers up to now so far, or upbringing or anything?
Yeah. For you.
Yeah.
So what made you want to transition into acting?
You know, it was kind of a natural transition because I started, really the first big thing was America's Next Top Model. I was about 23 at the time. And so, you know, I thought, well, this is kind of a natural transition from, you know, it was in the reality space. No one really knew what to expect. But it really, you know, my agent said, well, you know, why don't you go out for some acting roles? And I said, okay, sure. And because I had done a lot of hosting as well. So they said, okay, you can do both. Why don't you just, you know, start going out? And it worked. And you know, I have to be honest, my passion is more, I would say, as a personality. You know, I will act, but if there's a mission behind what I'm doing, and if I get to use that as a platform, like I'm actually headed to Serbia in a couple weeks to film a feature-length film, not a documentary, but it's kind of about the plant-based movement. It's called Higher Grounds.
Wow.
And so it's from the director and producer of Bottle Shock. I don't know if you guys remember that years ago. So, but it does have elements of, you know, kind of the movement, the animal welfare movement in it. And it's actually about coffee. It's a comedy. So, yeah, so I'm, you know, I'm acting in that, but I'm, you know, of course, the underlying tone is to raise awareness for animal welfare. So, yeah, so things like that.
As a witness for you, how was she growing up? Was Katie literally like, what did you know? Oh, my gosh, like she's completely an animal lover.
Very beginning, as far as her persona is concerned, very much so that you see as far as her work. She absolutely exuded all of that from the very beginning. We would be driving down the street, and she has this radar, this animal radar, that I honestly have never seen in another person. It's absolutely very real. She has an awareness of an animal in distress, like if it's a cat or a bird or something. And we were driving once down the street, and she goes, Kristen, stop. And I was driving. I'm like, what? You know, maybe there was a child in the road or something. I said, what? Oh, my God. And she gets out of the car, and she's like, here, kitty, kitty. And honestly, she rescued this cat from this little area in kind of a, you know, back street. And I was like, wow, how did you even know that? She's like, I'm part cat. So it's absolutely true.
I find animals everywhere. She really does. It's really, you guys, I'm not kidding. I can't explain it. I have 12 animals.
Wow.
And I've rescued them all. Yeah. Wolfie, Charlie, Lucky, Tiger, Lynx, Oreo, Aldo, let's see, Kenya, Savannah, Angel. Am I missing?
What are the and what are the animals range from dogs to?
Yeah, so 3 dogs and 9 cats. But I
3 dogs and 9 cats.
But I find the cats everywhere in a bottle feed, and we partner with actually Eastwood Ranch, Allison Eastwood's charity. Bottle feeding kittens from the beginning, but it's hard to be a foster, you know, and I'm always a foster failure.
Well, what we're gonna do, we're gonna get more into your new film.
Yeah.
It's called We Are One.
Yes.
Okay. And obviously, Give Me Shelter still out, right? Or can they check it
actually
out?
Give Me Shelter now. You can find it on Amazon, iTunes,
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble. It's sold on DVD, Vudu, Hulu, Cinema Now. But it had a 2-year contract on Netflix, so we're trying to work on that to get it out there again. But
yeah,
we're working on it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, we're going to talk more about again We Are One and more about Katie Cleary as well as director writer Kristen Rizzo of Give Me Shelter. Well, we're going to do a quick little music break. Bradley Adams, do you mind introducing this song coming up?
All right, this song is Already in Love by LYD.
Lid, actually. No, wow. It's Lid. Lid. No, Lid, no, it's good. It's spelled right, yeah. But it's actually it's Lid. But you win in the spelling bee, right? So what we're gonna be doing? He was a guest again. It's Already in Love by Lid, and we'll be back more again here with international model, filmmaker, and actress Katie Cleary, as well as director writer Kristen Rizzo. Again, here is Already in Love by Lid, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie.
Listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Check. She's on drugs. I asked her, what are you smoking on? She told me peace and love. Soon as she said it, I knew it. She was the one for me. I'm walking around like I'm tripping. I gotta find me a ring. I'm already in love. While we talked about life, I'm falling for girls, but it wasn't the same. Don't even know her name. I'm already in love. I'm already in love. Baby, I'm already in love. The lights were flashing, the music was blasting, everybody was
That was Already in Love by Bradley Adams.
By Lid.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, by Lid. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, great guest. Again, Lid. Check him out. That's LYD, Bradley spelled it out.
So, yeah, so you shouldn't have any problem looking it up.
So check him out again. It's Already in Love by Lid. Check him out on social media. A great guy. And I like the song. So we are back here with my guest co-host of the hour, actor Bradley Adams.
Yes.
And then we got award-winning filmmaker, international model, actress Katie Cleary. And then also director-writer Kristen Rizzo. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So cool. So we went from you guys, you know, how you guys kind of met, how you guys, you know, you met in school and became friends. And then, you know, how you formed this great lasting friendship all these years. You also talked about how you kind of, you know, kind of requested her to direct the last film you guys did was called Give Me Shelter.
Yes.
Which again had a great time on Netflix, and now is out. People could check it out on Amazon,
right. iTunes.
Yeah. And it was not only translated in several different languages, but it is in libraries all around the world, actually.
Wow.
So that's, I think, what we're most proud of. So there are people in Indonesia who have access to the film, and it's in
Japan.
Russian, Japanese. Yeah. And it's funny because we saw our names in Japanese, and we're like, what?
I didn't know it was sold
in
Japan.
We didn't know that it had been, you know, redone in Japanese.
What do you think was the biggest impact that you saw? Is it from someone talking to you? Obviously, I mean, what you just mentioned, but was there anything that you made that you just said, I'm so glad I actually did this, and this was definitely well worth my quote unquote proactive residual money? I mean, like,
thank God for proactive.
No, but was there something? Was there someone that just said, or was there an encounter or something that really just says, I'm so glad we did this.
You know what? It was an epiphany. It was, you know, I believe it's a mission. I have a really strong faith in God and Jesus, and I believe that everyone's here for a purpose.
Yeah. That's what Staros is. Staros is the Greek definition of word God.
Oh, my
Greek definition. Greek definition of the of the cross.
I just noticed that. That's incredible.
Our film is the production company is INRI Pictures. So
that's Kristen's production company.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
We incorporate him into everything.
Yeah,
that was it's very important to
very
me.
Important.
So very
yeah, to us too. That's
well. Very important. I think all of us.
Wow. Amen.
Yeah.
You know,
amen. Everything happens for a reason.
A divine appointment.
It is absolutely.
And Matthew 18:19, two are present in
his name. There he will be also.
And thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, wow.
This is so wonderful.
Amen. See everything. I'm telling you, this is meant to be. So yeah.
So. With that, okay, so you went from Give Me Shelter with the impact on that, or did we finish off what you said, what the...
Yeah, so
forgive me, we got sidetracked.
It was an epiphany, really, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, she acts very quickly, so if she gets an idea, it's already in production before I even get a chance to get on the plane.
No,
so.
I say, Kristen, do you want to do this
literally
with me? And she said, tonight, or when does this, like, you know...
With Katie, you never know.
A base jump, she says.
Yeah, a little bit. but, you know, as far as the... feedback that we got that was most profound was the people whom we noticed were watching it. Our goal was for it to be palatable. You know, a lot of times when it comes to animal welfare, there are a lot of images that you don't necessarily want to see, and a lot of, you know, it can get a little gory sometimes. So we wanted it to be a documentary in which was informative, but also somewhat entertaining. I say that lightly, so we call it edutainment.
Edutainment, exactly, yeah.
Where, you know, the film moves like just, you know, it's a nice motion picture. It's not feeling like, you know, your standard documentary to where there are a lot of people lending their voices.
Right.
And
it moves like a feature-length film. It really does, and that's why she wanted kind of a film noir, you know, feel, and that's how it is. We didn't want it to be strictly documentary style. You know, there are a lot of interviews, but a lot of great people, a lot of great actors that are also passionate about animals, you know, and a lot of great organizations are in the film as well. But, you know, I really think it's something that the statistics don't lie, and we're exposing something that's in the dark, and our job is to bring this to light as light workers. You
people
know, bring
just saying we don't
the darkness to light. And so that's what we did.
And let's give a little bit of statistics that you could say that people have not gotten to see the documentary. Like what are the statistics that you're conveyed in the in your first documentary?
100 million sharks get killed every year for
100 million
for shark fin soup.
I'd say fewer than now, and especially with tigers, there are fewer than 3,200 tigers right now left. Whereas 10 years ago there were 100,000 in captivity.
Yeah,
3,200.
Fewer than 30, right.
Yeah. There's more tigers in Texas in captivity than there are in the wild. And so, you know, these animals are going extinct, and they're going extinct very fast, and there's never been a time in the history of the world that this has happened. Wolves, and that's another story. You know, America is having their problems as well, but the biggest problem is poaching. The illegal trade of course, ivory, rhino horn, it's worth more than gold at this point. Every 15 minutes, an elephant gets killed for their ivory. You know, they're busting a lot of illegal wildlife traffickers. We highlight that actually on World Animal News every day. So that's why I created this, you know, to kind of transition to the news network. World Animal News was around the same time as Give Me Shelter and Peace for Animals as an epiphany. And I thought, you know what, no one knows what's going on, and no one is exposing these issues in mainstream media. So I need to create something. So I created a radio show. It lasted for about a year and a half. And then I thought, you know what, we need to make this into a real news network. And so I used my, you know, residuals from acting and modeling to put towards something that was created kind of like a news network. So, you know, a BBC style format for animals. And so every morning we have a conference call pretty early, and we go over the topics. We highlight 3 to 5 topics every day. So everything from the plant-based movement to saving farm animals, to diet change, to endangered species, legal wildlife trafficking, animal abuse, really anything that has to do with animal welfare, we highlight. So I hope one day, and I keep putting it out there, that it gets on a BBC CNN platform. So.
Wow. Well, God willing, everything will happen that way. Absolutely. So let's transition. You got We Are One.
Yes.
What is this film? And talk about your guys' involvement, all that kind of stuff.
Wow. Well, Katie was in Africa and Indonesia in September of last year and was really on the ground in the rainforest. I mean, she's spoken with so many different people who devote all of their time to this specifically, from poaching, what's going on in the rainforest right now with deforestation, trying to save the orangutans, which, I mean, I've studied a lot about it, you know, having learned more about it, being involved, you know, more heavily than I have been in the past. And I must say that to be on the ground with all of these people, and who you're able to have firsthand experience and to understand for the first time what's really going on, it's amazing. And Katie, share with your goal specifically was as I'm writing the film right now. Why don't you tell me what you think?
I really wanted, the first one we weren't able to really physically be on the ground, so we filmed it, of course, in California. We just didn't have the budget because I used my savings. So this one we did have the budget, you know, and I think that I thought the most important place to start was Africa. So we went to South Africa, Kenya. We filmed at the largest rhino sanctuary called Care for Wild. Petronal is the founder. She's an amazing, I love female empowerment. So she's this little thing, but she's a very, very powerful woman. Her and her husband run it, and they rescue all the babies from Kruger National Park that their mothers are poached in front of them, killed for their horns. Their faces are hacked off, not to be too gruesome. Wow. This is reality every day in all these national parks around Africa. Wow. And taken for what? For something that they're going to grind up into a powder that has no medicinal purpose, that's scientifically proven, no medicinal purpose. They mix it with Viagra, and they think that it's the rhino horn, it's really the Viagra. And they, I mean, per kilo, this thing goes for more than cocaine.
Wow.
In gold.
Jeez.
So, I mean, if you think about how dangerous this is, and the same people that are dealing in rhino horn and ivory are the same people that are involved in drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal arms, illegal drugs. So they just think it's an easier way to make money. And this thing, this really, you know, we're getting to the point where we're running out of time. We've got like 5 to 10 years we might lose elephants and rhinos off the face of this planet. Wow. And there's never been a time in history like this. So, you know, I can probably talk about this for hours and hours and hours, and Kristen's heard
me. Well,
but
it's the reality. You know, it's hard to imagine that this is actually happening to the point where the depletion is this serious of an issue. And that's what we noticed with the first film, was the feedback to, you know, clarify the first question that you had asked, which I had sort of trailed off. But we noticed that the standard audience, so to speak, people who are not focused on these issues every single day, walk away saying, I just didn't realize all of this. And we as consumers aren't always aware of how we partake in some of it, whether it's the, for instance, puppy mills, let's say. When you go to a pet store, or even if you're dealing with a breeder, you don't realize that the pet that you just purchased, well, where does that pet come from? So that's just sort of an aspect of the film when you realize, oh my God, what's a puppy mill? And so we just sort of expose some of that. And similarly with We Are One, she's really now dealing with some heavy, heavy issues. I mean, they're all important issues. Mm-hmm. But from poaching and deforestation and with what's going on with the rhinos and the elephants. And I mean, the footage is like Our Planet footage. I don't know if you've seen Our Planet on Netflix. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. We shot this all on a red camera. So So I don't know if you guys are familiar with The Cove.
I got to interview some of those guys before.
Luis Ahoyas, and he's great. So I talked to Louis at a Sea Shepherd event. I said, Louis, you know, you guys won an Oscar for The Cove. Yeah. It's amazing. He did Racing Extinction, all these films. I said, I need to up my game on the second documentary. I said, can you give me a really good DP? And he said, all right, just don't take him from me, but I'll lend you my DP. And I mean, I wouldn't say he's a kid. Hunter Nolan, he's 29 years old.
He's great.
He has done more award-winning films than and he's young. And he did DiCaprio's Before the Flood. He did Racing Extinction. He just did Game Changers, which is about vegan athletes. I mean, it's just incredible. And so he said, we're going to shoot this on a red, and we're going to shoot it National Geographic style. And I said,
wow,
all right, I trust you. So we went out to Kenya and South Africa, and we filmed I Care for Wild, and then David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. If anyone goes to Kenya, one of my favorite places on the planet, you must visit David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. They have a lot of rescues all over, but they do elephant rescue and all the babies, you know, of course, the orphans of the ivory trade. So, and ivory is made out of the same thing as our teeth. And rhino horn is made out of the same thing as our fingernails. So, you know, you just have to look at it. It's just a fancy, you know, a way of trying to sell these animals and their parts. And it's really a shame. I think that, you know, we're approaching 2020 and we're still dealing with this.
Yeah.
Shouldn't this have been solved? You know, and then there's conferences like CITES. You know, I don't know if you've heard of CITES. It's the Convention of International Trade in Endangered Species. They talk about trading in parts of endangered species. Are they nuts?
Wow.
You know, and they're supposed to be, who's supposed to be regulating this? The EU, the UN, what the hell are they doing? You know, so I mean, that's another thing that's going to be happening in Geneva. That's something that we need to expose, because those people need to be put on check.
Yeah, and the impacting ripple effects that has is just massive. When you look at what's going on with sharks and how 90% of our sharks are gone, and how most of it is due to, you know, shark finning due to shark fin soup. It's like, well, that's not even, it's an illusion. It's not even real. And the fact that we're affecting and destroying our ecosystem on such a massive scale is, I mean, it affects us all ultimately. Yeah. So it's not something that it's this boutique issue. It's something that is certainly a problem for every one of us if we don't start to have this collective conversation.
Well, what we do to one species inevitably comes back to us. So if we're affecting and we're going to be decimating a species and they're going to go extinct, then guess who's going to be last? It's going to be humans.
Oh, I got a memo here. I think it says Katie Cleary is running for president.
Thank you.
Have you thought about that?
Well, you never know. Who can win. You never know.
Guys, we got like 3 minutes left. Time went by really quickly here. So how do people get involved? So you got We Are One. You're about to shoot, or you guys are shooting?
We finished.
Okay, so, but it's not out yet.
We have a couple more interviews to do, but one that we're really excited about is Clint Eastwood. So,
we're
excited. He's actually rescuing these horses, and he's building a huge horse sanctuary, apparently. So I'd love to talk to him about that and incorporate that in the film. So, yeah.
So hopefully out. A year, maybe? Less than a year? Maybe?
I think so. I think another year, I would say, just because
there's a lot of footage.
I would say it would have to be finished. You know, it kind of happens in stages. You notice it's sort of like...
Film it, and then...
When you're, you know, it's like a statue. You just keep refining and keep refining. So I'd say the first big portion of it would be finished in about a year, and then it will be continually refined until it's Netflix worthy. So we'll see. It's a huge project.
It's a big
project.
Big project.
Hopefully, when you guys are done, come back.
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I really admire what you guys are doing. Bradley, Adams, really quickly before I do my last question, you have any quick questions, comments?
I think you got them all.
Okay. Yeah. So ultimately, this show is about inspiring others. You guys have been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there, Katie Cleary and Kristen Rizzo, that want to do what you guys do or just follow their dreams in general? We'll start off with you, Katie.
I would say, take a risk, but make sure it's a calculated risk. Don't, you know, do something that you're going to obviously regret, but do something if it's for a passion and purpose to make a difference and it's not for a selfish reason, then go for it. You know, If it's for something for the greater good, then go for it. Don't hold back. I mean, you have one life, you know, and live it to the fullest. And I think that another important thing is to travel and experience different cultures and meet different people and share that with, you know, the people that, you know, you come back to, your family, your friends, because you can't learn that in a classroom.
Yeah.
You know, you can learn so much from traveling around the world. And I think that, you know, so that's kind of my new little motto, is to travel, experience, and then share your knowledge and inspire others to have a passion and purpose to make a difference.
Awesome. And then last but not least, Kristen Rizzo, what inspiring words can you give to someone that wants to do what you do, just follow their dreams in general?
Well, I would say that to always keep in mind that you're created with a purpose and you're created for a purpose. And that's so important to, you know that when you have a passion, that was given to you for a reason. And to follow that, and then whatever obstacles are there along your way where you think to yourself, like, why is this? Like, what is this for? And how am I going to get over this? And when you see something that is negative, supposedly negative, that's actually there to grow you and to form you so you can be better and stronger and ultimately help someone else down the line with that same issue.
Here's what I say. Piggyback on that, I always feel, and considering we're all the faith-based people here, God does not give you anything that he does not feel that you can't handle.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I think that's how I kind of get through things, is like, it's like, even though you're like, but you're like, he knows he won't do anything that he doesn't think you can't handle.
Right. So that's there to help you and propel you ultimately.
And grow you.
So, wow. Okay. So again, can't wait to check out We Are One. Anything really quickly, social media, websites, how do people get involved with anything you guys are doing, all that kind of good stuff?
Yes, if you guys love animals, please tune in worldanimalnews.com every day.
Worldanimalnews.com.
And follow us on Instagram, at worldanimalnews_. And then Peace for Animals, if you guys want to make a donation, please, you know, any little bit helps.
Peace for Animals. What is it, Peace for
Animals? Peace, the number 4, animals.net.
Peace for Animals, the number 4, animals.net. And that's just to help.
Yeah, and then you can follow me at Katie Cleary 11 on Instagram, or at Katie
Cleary. There's 10 other Katie Clearys.
Make sure that the 11 is on Instagram. Yeah. But and Twitter, Katie_Cleary. And you can, follow me and my work.
Kristen Rizzo.
Kristen Riz. Kristen, KRISTINRIZ. I just have a personal account where I share a lot of faith-based messages to, you know, inspire and encourage. And so that's always my focus.
Awesome. Well, guys, very important segment. I really applaud you guys for doing what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
God bless you guys and all that you do. I know time just
went. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Time crept up creeped up on us really quickly. That went by really quickly.
Yeah.
Bradley, thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you back on when you have your all social media all in order with your new name.
Thank you for the chauffeurs, Bradley.
Yes, that was very nice of you.
So again, we got award-winning filmmaker, international model, and producer, actress Katie Cleary. Check her out. Again, check out their film if you can. Give Me Shelter. And then again, can't wait to see We Are One. Director, writer, Kristen Rizzo as well. Thank you. God bless you guys all.
God bless you.
And,
thank you.
Thank you guys all for
And God bless all of your listeners, too.
Yes, thank you guys. You guys are awesome. I can't thank you guys enough. It's because of you guys I'm here. So I always like to end off the show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.